Welcome back to VSiN's Primetime Action right here at MSG Plus. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Danielle Alvari, Kelly Bidlin. This is where we bet sports. If you're tuning in for the first time, we not only watch sports, we bet them. And another solo shot, this time for the Giants, Mike Yastrzemski. Yard. Very impressive mustache for Yastrzemski. 4-0 Giants over the Reds. So that's looking good for you, Danielle. Your first five on the Giants and my full game on the Giants. Looking good for both of us there. Let's go around all sports. Well, it's really only baseball and hockey tonight. All the updates from Kelly.
Yeah, just NHL, one game going on. Bruins add another one. It is 2-1, little under 9 minutes left in the first period there. If you wanted to get in live, Bruins minus 280, Capitals plus 225 are the numbers we got right now. 7.5 is your live total, shaded slightly to the under. One other game getting started here in about 5 minutes if you're trying to get in late. Predators at the Hurricanes. Hurricanes about a minus 170-ish favorite. 5.5 your total. Come back with the Hurricanes about plus 155. As far as MLB games going on right now, Giants on top of the Reds, 4-0. Gil and Danielle happy about that one. Top of the fifth. Mets and Braves scoreless top of the fourth. Live numbers for that game, Braves minus 130. Mets even money, 5.5 live total. Cubs are up on the Nationals, 1-0 in the bottom of the first. The Cubs have moved to a minus 260 live favorite. Nationals plus 210, and 7.5, your new live total there. White Sox put up 3 on the Twins in the first inning. It's 3-0 bottom of the first. White Sox minus 260 live, Twins plus 210, 12.5 live total.
All right. How excited are we for the NBA postseason? Play-in games followed by the official playoffs, if you will. It's a little quirky to talk through it. So we'll go through this one by one. We obviously have the play-in games to reiterate the lines on those. We'll talk about series prices, the series that have already been determined. In other words, the 3-6s and the 4-5s per conference. And then we'll talk about these props that are out. Odds to make the playoffs of the 7-10s. Let's start with the play-in games, though, once again, just to repeat those lines. Tomorrow night, the Eastern Conference, Charlotte and Indiana, the 10-9 game. Indiana favored by 3 in that one. That is followed by Washington and Boston, the 8-7 game as it stands now. Boston now a 2-point favorite, Mateo. Boston taking in some money. Again, winner of Boston-Washington becomes the 7th seed officially. The winner of Indiana-Charlotte plays the loser of Washington-Boston for the 8th seed. Same thing in the West on Wednesday with those lines.
That Celtics line's been moving a lot, right? I saw it at minus 1, 1.5, even 2.
Yeah. Not sure I understand it, by the way.
I was going to say, I'm not sure people are maybe completely up on who is in and who is out. And I mean, maybe the Beal news that he's not for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's huge.
You've got a hamstring for him, but he's not technically listed on their injury report right now. You do have Tristan Thompson is questionable for that game tomorrow for the Celtics. At least this is what the Celtics are listing guys as. Marcus Smart has upgraded to probable. Fournier, probable. Robert Williams, probable. Kemba Walker, probable. I would expect all those guys are going to go. And Tristan Thompson, I think, would probably go too. But keep an eye on that for tomorrow when you're looking to make bets on
Real quick here, guys, for our New York audience. If you do want to get in on the Yankees, that is first pitch here in about 2 minutes. That's Garrett Cole, Jordan Lyles, Yankees, minus 275 at DraftKings if you think that the Rangers and Lyles can get it done. You're going to get plus 230 over there on them. Just a bit of caution. Jordan Lyles is Jordan Lyles, ex-FIP of 517. Giving up 40% hard contact on the season.
What are you trying to say?
9% swinging strikes.
Are you saying the Yankees could score in the first inning?
So the only problem with this one, right? Yes. I mean, so you have the over is it's almost a one-way bet. Not to say that the Rangers can't score on Garrett Cole or whatever, but it is almost kind of a one-way bet, right?
That is what I was counting on. I'm counting on the Yankees scoring here, just like when I bet the Giants game. I was counting on the Giants to score. They're not the Reds.
Yeah, we're burying the headline on Garrett Cole tonight. Garrett Cole is chasing history. 56 straight strikeouts without a walk issued. The record is 58, set this year by Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's what everybody's going to be watching early in this game. Can he get to 2 or 3 strikeouts, 2 to tie, 3 to break that record?
I mean, he's been absolutely fantastic. 243 xFIP, 38% K percentage. I mean, it's just 17% swinging strikes. Cole's just been awesome.
So I'm going to get to the question back to the Eastern Conference now of all of you, but just to let you know, it's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Danielle Avari, Kelly Bidlin. This is VSiN's Prime Time Action on MSG Plus, where we not only watch sports, we bet them, and on specific nights, we'll in-game bet as well. We'll look for opportunities. We'll usually have something set up in advance. At least we're strategized. If this team falls behind, then we'll jump in and bet them at a more favorable number than we would have gotten them before the game starts.
Example, this Yankees game.
Example.
So, for example, like if for whatever reason they happen to get to Cole early, I mean, like, again, we kind of know who Jordan Lyles is for sure, and like, and what kind of pitcher he is. So I would 100% look, depending on. We've seen these lines not necessarily move as far as we want them to, but I would certainly at least give a look to that should they fall early in this game.
Great example. All right, so Eastern Conference tomorrow night, back to the National Basketball Association. Do you think, Matt, that you will have a pre-flop bet on either Charlotte, Indiana, or Washington, Boston?
Well, if the Washington line keeps running, I mean, there's a lot of time between now and tip-off, right? I mean, if it keeps running, I might confine myself on the Wizards.
Nobody has been worse, right? On this show, we have uttered, are the Celtics the biggest mark in the NBA playoffs? Nobody's been worse at times than the Boston Celtics. And the Wizards, if you're unfamiliar and just landing on NBA now, they play like five games within every game, right? They fall way behind. They come all the way back. Every Wizards game follows the same script. It just seems to be that way with that team. Kelly, you, either game?
I got, so far, nothing for tomorrow. I'm with Matt. I think the only way I would bet that game is Washington. Mm-hmm. I might look. I think it could be a good live betting game, too, so it might be something where I don't go in with anything and kind of see how the game flow goes, because partially of exactly what you just said, Gil. I mean, with Washington, they can go. They go cold. They can get really hot quick, too. Mm-hmm. So that might be how I approach this. This Pacers-Hornets game, the injury report for the Pacers is kind of interesting because Brogdon's questionable. Sabonis is questionable. I would fully expect Sabonis to play, but Brogdon has been dealing with
it. He's been in and out of the lineup a lot.
Yeah, he's been in and out of the lineup and dealing with a legitimate injury. So, I mean, that's one if we could. If we got news in early, we could get the jump on that news. No Jeremy Lamb, no Miles Turner for these guys tomorrow either. So, I got my eye on the Hornets tomorrow. And if we get news that Brogdon's not going, I'll probably be hopping on them.
And like I said, that thing has moved to 3.5 already at DraftKings. So I mean, you can actually catch 3.5 with the Hornets right now. Wow. And I don't know if that's a terrible bet, to be honest with you, Kelly. Even if they are a full go. Like,
no,
I mean, 3.5, this Hornets team against this, there isn't a massively huge discernible difference in these teams.
Yeah, I mean, listen, both of these teams have not been great down the stretch. Right. I mean, this is Indiana 8-9, their last 17 games of the season, Charlotte 6-11. I mean, you know, nothing great to write home about, but getting LaMelo Ball back in the lineup, I think, is huge for that team. I think Terry Rozier has been amazing this season. I love watching him play. And the Pacers and the Celtics, right? It felt like their seasons were done like 3 weeks ago now. Whenever Jaylen Brown got hurt, it felt like, okay, they kind of knew they weren't going to be able to make a serious push, and they both just feel out of it. So I would not be surprised. We're going to talk about some of these props here in a bit, but the Hornets making some noise here in this play-in games would not surprise me at all.
Remember back in February, I think Matt was on vacation, we had that prop, yes, no, to make the playoffs, and the Celtics no was 9-1,
yep.
And we recommended that. For that 9-1 to cash, for anybody who did jump on that, the Celtics would have to lose two in a row here. They'd have to lose to the Wizards and then to the winner of the Charlotte-Indiana game. Wednesday, same thing, second verse, same as the first, this time in the Western Conference. The 10-9 game between San Antonio and Memphis starts things off. An hour later on Wednesday, by the way, again, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. for the Pacers-Hornets game. 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday for San Antonio and Memphis. Memphis favored by 3.5 or 4, somewhere in that pocket, depending on where you're shopping. And that is followed by the game that no one in the NBA could have anticipated when they decided to do this play-in format, the 8-7 game at Los Angeles between Steph Curry, the NBA's leading scorer, and the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Lakers, who effectively are two games away from being eliminated from the playoffs. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just think that's amazing at this point. Lakers, you're saying there's some fives out there now?
Yeah, there's one, two, three different books that have moved to five.
So I did make a bet on Wednesday's game.
Okay.
You guys want to take a wild guess what it was?
The Lakers.
Lakers at four this morning I grabbed. Mm. I thought that line was I almost fell off my chair. I thought that line was too short. I mean, listen, LeBron going out last game, we've been saying it for 3 weeks now. We have no idea what it is going to be. Health is going to be skeptical for this Lakers team. I do think we're going to start, though, to see this that old cliche of that switch being flipped with this Lakers team. And I think it starts Wednesday night. And it's just they are just so much more. There's just so much more balance on that team, so much more scores. It's just it's impossible to ask Steph to do the same amazing thing every single night. And can he do it once? Can he do it twice?
By himself.
Absolutely he could, but I think in this sort of situation, the Lakers, if they're even remotely healthy, win that game 8 out of 10 times, probably, in my opinion, and cover that number. So I was happy laying four with that game today. That's the only pregame bet I have for these play-in games so far.
Lakers crushed the Warriors in 2 out of 3 games they played this year. Absolutely crushed them. The only time, in fact, that the Warriors have lost by 25-plus this year, twice they did so to the Los Angeles Lakers. If that's anything to sort of base this handicap on. I'm not sure it is. I'm not sure it's not. But that was certainly emphatic both of those nights. Okay, and then we get to the series that have already been determined. Mm-hmm. So again, we're waiting on the 7-10, 7-10 to arrange itself to figure out who the 1-8-2-7 series are. But the 3-6 and 4-5s are determined. And in the Eastern Conference, we begin with the New York Knickerbockers. They play the Atlanta Hawks in the 4-5. This is very evenly lined. Kelly did make a bet on the series on the Hawks. He got it at minus 115. We're seeing an even more favorable price. We're seeing a Knicks favorite here, courtesy of DraftKings, and that's perhaps a regional bias.
Yeah, East Coast bias. I think most of the East Coast books, the Knicks are a favorite about that size.
Yeah, so we're starting at the bottom of the screen. My apologies, since we're going Eastern Conference first.
Coin flip right now over there. So it's moved back. It
has moved back.
Yeah, Knicks 114, Hawks 112.
What made you make a bet on the Hawks, Kelly?
I mean, this is a team that, I mean, listen, both the Knicks and the Hawks have been incredible down the stretch here. Atlanta, what we've seen over the past couple months is the team that I was thinking we were going to see at the beginning of the season when they finally ended up making the coaching change. It's really when this team started to come about. They've had to deal with injuries. The fact that DeAndre Hunter's back in this lineup now adds some perimeter defense to a team that desperately needs it. But this is... The Knicks have been so well coached. Julius Randle has been so amazing. They've almost overachieved, I think, at times this season. And they are going to have to contend with Capella down low, which I think is going to be a massive issue for them. I think the amount of scoring, especially the three-point shooting that Atlanta can throw at them, is going to be the difference when we talk a seven-game series, right? We talk about play-in tournament is completely different night and day with what we're going to have to deal with, as far as handicapping these different situations. But the NBA, this is where we always talk about this every single year. The teams that are better, they usually always win out one way or the other. Whether they were the betting favorite underdog going into it, after seven games, the better team usually wins out. I think it could be 6 or 7-game series. I think Atlanta's got too much offense to throw at the Knicks that they're not going to be able to handle it through 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of look, and the Knicks are not a completely one-dimensional team. That's not what I'm saying, but they go how Julius Randle goes. Yeah. Like they really have to have, a game out of him. I think for them to make some serious noise in the series. And so, I mean, I get your point there, Kelly. I mean, anytime you look down the schedule and you see kind of a loss or a bad loss or anything for the Knicks. Like the guy who's not the leading scorer, it's not Randle, right? It's not what. So it's a night where he has been off. It's a night that's not going the way that it has on these the rest of the season. So that's just, you know, they go how he goes, and if he plays well and is able to, you know, they're not able to shut him down throughout the course of the season, I think they could win the series for sure.
Yeah.
Like I think that's very reasonable. But I would assume if you're the Hawks right now, you are. In what do we, if the rest of everyone else beats us, then the rest of everyone else beats us. But we cannot let Julius Randle go out there and score 25 points and get 12 rebounds and have 8 assists. Like that's unacceptable.
Yeah,
that
they've got days to strategize of how they're going to defend Julius Randle.
Do they have the defenders for that? They've got.
Well, DeAndre Hunter coming back, I think, is really big for them. Now, is this a? This would be one of those matchups where you would say, okay, was us losing Rondo a good thing? You know, and maybe not, because Derrick Rose has been playing great basketball lately. I think Quickley is going to be back. So that would be a bit of a concern for me on that end. But I think that Atlanta, the offense they're going to be able to deliver, and they really have, going back past couple months, the past 38 games, Atlanta 27-11, they're top 10 in both offense and defense over that time, 6th in the league in point differential, and you would think the New York Knicks, how well they've done, they'd even be above Atlanta and all those. They're not, and it's really what they've done these past few weeks where you'll see New York at the top of those statistical categories. So again, I think over the stretch of 7 games, I think we're gonna get. I think Atlanta is a little bit better team, and they're gonna run them down.
It's I don't go back and do the thing where I look at these previous games and I draw conclusions or anything. You go back to when the Hawks and the Knicks played on April 21st, not incredibly long ago, a few weeks ago. Game obviously meant a ton. That was when the Knicks were surging and they had won all those games in a row and all that. They did get the Hawks by 10 in overtime. Randle goes for 40. 11, 6 assists in that game. Only turns the ball over 4 times. Also had a steal in that thing. And so you could just see, like, he led them. He carried them to...
What date was that, did you say?
April the 21st.
Okay. So, this is really, like, this is the healthiest we're going to see Atlanta all year. I mean, they've been out without Gallinari or DeAndre Hunter or one of these guys for such long periods throughout the season. That's where I think it's coming together for them right now. The Knicks, I mean, listen, the Knicks has been an incredible story. We've loved being on air here, watching these games and watching this run
by them. It's so great, man.
And it's honestly, like, kind of a shame this is that first round matchup, because I would have loved to see a Heat Knicks. First round playoff series, for all the history that matchup has, that would have been fun to watch. I think that would have been a more winnable one for the Knicks. So, but we'll see. The other one I haven't bet yet, but I got my eye on, is the Blazers.
Well, let's get to that. Bucks Heat, nothing there. You guys already said you think that's right. That's a correct price on the Bucks, almost $3.
If anything, I think it's short.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to go run out there and lay 295, but if anything, I think it's short.
All right, let's work up to yours, Kelly. 5-4s. We'll just do them in this order since we're locked in here. Mavericks, Clippers. The Clippers wanted it so. They get the Mavericks. The Mavericks have been such a disappointment this year. Clippers minus 360. Justified?
Has moved to $4. So minus 400 at DraftKings now.
I think it's justified.
I think it's justified. Yeah. I think this series might be the one you see me bet the least of. I don't think I'm going to bet anything with the any of the series bets or anything going into it. I don't even know how many games I'm going to bet, because I'd be looking the Clippers almost every time, Gil, and I'm not going to want to be laying those kind of numbers.
By the way, Caps have tied it up with the Bruins 2-2. Late first period of that game. We have not had a single postseason hockey game yet where one team has taken as much as a 2-goal lead over the other team. It's unbelievable. And then finally, the last series here, and Kelly, you already called your shot, and I am with you, sir. Blazers minus 105 versus the Nuggets. It's the 6-3 in the West. Nuggets a slight favorite at minus 120. I think the Blazers are live here. I think they're live to beat Phoenix in the subsequent series. I just think the Blazers are a spectacular basketball team right now.
This is the hottest offense in the NBA.
I was wanting more. It's disappointing. And look, I get it. These people who make these lines are not stupid. Like they understand that this version of the Blazers and that version of the Nuggets are fairly evenly matched. And so I just wanted a nice juicy Blazers number to be able to bet.
I did too.
Like, I hear you.
Apparently,
we're not the only ones watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think this is what I'm going to do, because especially with that first game being in Denver, I think what I'm going to do is play a Portland money line in game one at plus 110. If they lose, then maybe come back on a series price where we will get a juicier number on it.
I like that strategy.
I think that's how I'm going to handle that series.
Yeah, I like that. We have a bunch of props. I don't want to do them here as we go up to the break. But let me just update again. The Giants have hit another home run.
We can also update, though.
Yeah,
the Yankees scored in the first inning.
They did.
This girl.
The Yankees
she flip-flopped tonight, Gil.
She did.
She flip-flops on us.
I know.
Still hit. LeMahieu single, Voit single, Urshela single, run in the first. And by the way, did we mention Jordan Lyles gets hit a lot?
Yes.
Jordan Lyles gets hit a lot.
Jordan Lyles lucky to get out of that inning with only one run of damage. Yankees won. This Rangers
won. Flipped the script on us tonight.
And first five for the Giants. That's a winner. 4-0. Let's hope it comes home for Gil as well.
Did we get to the end of the fifth? I don't know. They still have their ups in the fifth, right? They still have their at-bats in the fifth?
Yeah. Do they? Okay.
Not yet,
no,
Danielle.
No, we're in the sixth.
Are we in the sixth?
Yeah.
Oh, give Danielle another one.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Gil, I would. The bullpen would really have to let you down.
Don't say that out loud.
It's possible.
They would really have to let you down.
So, Danielle, what is that? That's a
4-0 in baseball tonight.
4-0 in baseball.
Yeah.
Girl, those are things.
Which is helpful. Hopefully that Diamondbacks Dodgers, though, is no run so that Mac can hit his under as well.
Well, well, you could win and then I could still lose horribly. But yes, I mean, but it would be a good start. It would definitely be a good start. So also, I'm rooting for you on that one.
She's also got the Hurricanes Predators over 5.5 to look forward to tonight as well. All right. And that game has started, by the way. Still scoreless last I checked here. Okay, we'll come back. Danielle has multiple NBA props for us, including the odds to make the playoffs in both the Eastern and Western Conference of the 7 through 10 seeds. That's followed by a nice exacta. We know exactas in horse racing, but what about doing an exacta with those 7 to 10 play-in games? We'll tell you all about that. It's coming up on VSiN's Primetime Action.
For the DraftKings Sportsbook now and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app and use promo code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N, to get started with the only top-rated sportsbook that matters. DraftKings, you can bet on it. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Gil.
Thank you, Danielle. I sent both Matt and Kelly a text after the Preakness on Saturday. Do you care to repeat the send of that text about the Preakness?
I mean, you know, pretty much straight up, you're like, I don't think anyone knows much about horse racing.
Yeah, I just get the feeling nobody knows anything.
We talked to several people throughout the course of the week and
several.
Whatever, and nobody even mentioned
Rombauer. No.
Who won?
Didn't come up.
No, not at all. I mean, if you look at Twitter, everyone won, though.
Oh, yeah, nobody lost on Twitter. Yeah. Everybody's a winner.
But, nobody ever loses on betting Twitter, man. Come on.
But it is, I will always, I think, just forever look at it as my donation, my once-a-year donation to Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
100%. And then I lose interest after that. And then,
well, like, they need it so badly.
I go one race further. Yeah. I do the Preakness. Yeah. And then I lose it.
And then the Belmont now means nothing.
Yeah, Belmont means nothing.
Means nothing.
Now, by the way, since you bring up the Belmont, just for the sake of thoroughness, Bob Baffert, in case you missed it today, suspended from entering horses at New York racetracks pending an investigation into Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's failed post-race drug test, said NYRA president, NYRA president and CEO Dave O'Rourke. Quote, in order to maintain a successful thoroughbred racing industry in New York, NYRA must protect the integrity of the sport for our fans, the betting public, and racing participants. That responsibility demands the action taken today in the best interest of thoroughbred racing, unquote. By the way, Baffert had not committed to entering any horses in the third leg of the Triple Crown, but had many in consideration for other races on Belmont Stakes Day. We weren't going to bet on it anyway.
I'm still laughing at Matt's joke. Medina from Spirit flipped on him. He ratted him out. That's why he's not going.
It is. He was like, they were like, listen, we're going to let you off.
We're going to let you off. You got to tell us who's in trouble.
Tell us what he did.
You just bury Baffert. And he's like, all right, let's do this.
But it is
I'll tell you all the dirty secrets.
It really is, as immersed as we are, and believe me, we are immersed in sports betting. It is in our DNA. We love it. We breathe it. But horses, it's just a different DNA strain. I just don't. I'll never be good at it. Nor would I be interested in being good at it at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've always felt the same way. And even you know, in Florida, so playing poker at so many racetracks, whether they're dog or horse tracks, and I'd be playing hours of poker and then take a break to watch the horses or dogs. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Let's get some updates, Kelly. We'll save the props here for after the break.
Yeah, so we are, I believe, at the end of the first period.
I believe we are.
Our first hockey game.
2-2.
Yeah, 2-2. And then the other one, Nashville and Carolina, has started. That is 0-0, though, right now. If you wanted to get in live, that is one good thing about live betting, 0-0 game like this. If you didn't get in pregame but you still want to bet, you still can. Hurricanes minus 190 live, so they've even become more of a favorite. They are on a power play right now, though. That would be why. The Predators plus 155 live, and 4.5 is that live total. In the other game, Bruins Capitals, end of one, like Gil said, 2-2.
Let me interrupt you real quick.
Yeah, what you got?
Gerrit Cole has struck out two batters. There's a runner at second, but he struck out two batters in this inning. He's gone 58 strikeouts now since his last walk allowed. The longest streak between walks in MLB history, tying with Corbin Burns. He has a 3-ball, 2-strike count now on Joey Gallo for the record. And the pitch
got him. So leadoff double by Willie Calhoun, and then he strikes out the next three batters.
And there is the record. Gerrit Cole in the record books for that longest streak ever of strikeouts without a walk at any point during the streak. 59 Ks in a row without a free pass issued. Yankees 1-0 after the first. Sorry about that, Kelly.
That's an impressive record. Yankees live now minus 450. Rangers plus 340. 7.5 live total in that game. Giants all over the Reds. 5-0 bottom of the sixth. People on set pretty happy about that one. If you wanted to hop in live on the Reds, you can get 12-1. 7.5 is your live total. Mets and Braves still scoreless. Bottom of the fifth. Braves are a minus 160 live favorite. Mets plus 130. 3.5 the live total. Cubs leading the Nationals 4-1 bottom of the third. If you wanted to hop in live on this game, you could get plus 575 on the Nationals, and 10.5 is your live total. White Sox up on the Twins 4-1 top of the third. White Sox minus 400 live. Twins plus 312.5 live total.
All right. Basketball props next. I promise you that. Danielle's got a whole bunch of them. And we'll talk to Jonathan Von Tobel a little later from the Vegas Stats and Information Network about the NBA play-ins, the series that are already determined, and who he thinks is the dark horse coming out of all of this. Is there a dark horse? We'll find out that as well. NBA next right here on VSiN's Primetime Action on MSG+.
We have a new feature on VSiN.com. Every day we're posting the latest betting splits on every game in the major sports with current odds and what percentage of bets and money are being placed on each game. Check this info daily to find out which games are seeing the most tickets written and if that matches the money coming in on those games to help you find a betting edge. And of course, we have all the odds, data, and analysis for every game as well. So start your next sports bet at VSiN.com. Gil.
Danielle, thank you so much. You have some awesome basketball props here.
Yeah, let's start with odds to make or miss the playoffs here. So obviously the 9 and 10 teams, they would have to win two games, right, to make the playoffs. But those 7, 8 games, whoever wins that game can advance right into the playoffs. So the odds pretty much reflect that. If we look at the Celtics odds to make the playoffs, minus 625, they're a 7 seed. 4-1 to miss it. The Wizards are minus 500 to make the playoffs, plus 340 to miss. Hornets plus 450 to make it, minus 715 to miss. And the Pacers plus 320 to make the playoffs, minus 455 to miss the playoffs.
Okay, so most of that pricing, of course, has to do with the fact that the Hornets and the Pacers must win twice, as you say, whereas the Celtics and Wizards need only win one of two.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's why you're seeing these prices.
Yeah. And remember, guys, I had that I had a prop some weeks ago. Will a 10th seed in the Eastern Conference make the postseason?
I know.
I was hoping it was the Wizards, but the prices I got were plus 350-something, plus 320-something, plus 307. So basically in line where right they are right now.
Yeah.
But I have the Hornets instead of the Wizards. They got a shot.
You got two teams.
They got,
you got another 10 seed as well.
Well, no, I only have it in the East. So.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So we go back to that. That previous board, is there a bet to be made there, ladies and gentlemen?
Nothing I'm jumping at, but the only thing I would bet, would I would take a flyer on the Hornets plus 450.
By the way, Hornets and Pacers are reversed there. Pacers are the 9th seed. Hornets are the 10. So let's make sure we know that.
Kelly, you like the Hornets there plus 450 because you like that better value-wise than, say, the Celtics to miss at 4-1 or the Wizards to miss at plus
3-4? I mean, I think most likely we're still seeing Celtics and Wizards get in, but I think the Hornets have the best chance of winning a couple games and getting through there when it comes to Hornets and Pacers, at least, because they're going to have to win too. I do that. Celtics-Wizards is really that's a coin flip to me. I think the Hornets might be a little bit better matchup with them against the Wizards. That's where it's going to get funky. And probably not a play for me, but that's the only one I'd lean to is Hornets plus 450. At least it's a big number.
Yeah. So I actually
don't think that's – I think that might be a pretty good price, actually.
Yeah.
The Hornets at plus 450?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, because we had it reversed, I got confused. So my number that I got 3 weeks ago is not as good as what it is right now. You can get the Hornets at plus 450 as the 10 seed.
I mean, honestly, I think that their numbers should be shorter than whatever the Pacers was on there, 320 or something like that. I would put Hornets and Pacers about equal.
Yeah. But, of course, because they're the dogs, that makes sense mathematically. But I'm with you, Kelly. If there's one bet to make there, it would probably be the Hornets plus 450. But I'm not, like, racing to bet that.
No, but I think that that's an interesting. Yeah, I think it's an interesting number for sure.
How about the West equivalent here?
12-1 to miss the playoffs, the Lakers. That is not.
It's almost
long
a principle
enough.
Bet.
Just because 12-1.
Just because
they
it's
have
two
to
games.
Lose two games, correct, to miss this.
But I mean, what if LeBron tweaks an ankle in the first six? Retweaks that ankle in the first 6 minutes.
I think he's
of
playing through
game.
A tweak.
It's also like, I mean, can we just be honest? Like, let's remove the Spurs again, the team that shall not be named. We rarely talk about the Spurs. But it's Steph Curry and it's Ja Morant. And as long as those two guys are on the court in consecutive games, you just never know. So, again, am I racing to bet it? No, but I think you're right on principle.
Because it's such long odds, 12-1.
By the way, I think the Grizzlies plus 390 is maybe better than the Hornets number from the Eastern Conference.
I was just going to say, the only one I would make on here would be that Grizzlies, price. I'm not going to make any of these bets, but I would completely understand. I'm loaded up on the Lakers. Those bets could be in the trash by the end of this week, and that's total. I mean, this is what this format's about, right? It's two games. I mean, and you're absolutely – Matt's right. Anybody out there wants to say, I'll take a 12-1 on a team losing two straight games? Kind of like you said, Gil, all it takes is two of those young stars to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Grizzlies got a much more well-balanced team, too, than when you talk about the Warriors. Dylan Brooks has been huge for them lately. Jonas Valanciunas is awesome inside, which defensively would give the Lakers problem if those two teams face. I don't know. I would have no problem if someone wants to play on the Lakers price, but I'm not running to do it personally.
By the way, brief intermission here. Nashville scored, and then I looked down, and I looked back up, and Carolina scored.
We love it. It's great for an over.
Literally, this hockey playoffs, you cannot go up two goals. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
All right. And then you have something even juicier here, Danielle. What do you got?
Exactas. So you told me this originated in horse betting, correct?
Well, yes, absolutely, and still exists in horse betting, of course, yes.
But here we get to play it with the NBA as well. So this prop, all four teams to win play-in spots. So Celtics, Wizards, Lakers, and Warriors at minus 125, right? After that, huge jump. Celtics, Wizards, Lakers, and Grizzlies at 9-1. Or you can get the Celtics, Pacers, Lakers, and Warriors also at 9-1. Celtics again, Hornets, Lakers, Warriors, 10-1. So you can kind of mix and match thinking on who you think is going to win those playing spots.
This is cool. This is from BetMGM. Shout out to BetMGM.
Is Matt checking the logos?
No, logos are all good. I would like to pair the Grizzlies and the Wizards for sure in one of these.
Okay.
The question is, and I would put the Lakers in there. The question is, who would be the other? Would I put the Celtics? I would actually, that second one, that's 9-1, which is the Celtics, Wizards, Lakers, and Grizzlies. So both of the 7-8s, the 7-8 in the East, and then the 7-9, if you will, in the West. At 9-1, I'd be interested in a little bit of that.
I think the top one is near appropriately priced, maybe a little heavy to the favorite. But and if I was going to bet, if I wouldn't bet it, but I do think that is the most likely thing that happens. If I was going to attack this market, I would do the one you said, the 9-1 Celtics, Wizards, Lakers, Grizzlies. Maybe play a bit of that and play a bit of Celtics, Hornets, Lakers, Warriors at 10-1.
Mateo.
I can't even process it. I can't even process this right now. I'm trying to do things in my head, and I don't have any idea. The 10 to 1 one is a little bit interesting. It's a little bit interesting.
Let's snapshot that, Kelly, because I'd love to see how this ends up, which one ends up hitting. But good for BetMGM for coming up with this.
Is
very
any,
creative.
Any yeah. version without the Lakers you would consider?
I wouldn't personally.
Right.
And they only offer two options, 16-1 right. and 25-1 without the Lakers there, the second and third to last. But that second one, I agree with everything Kelly said. The top one's most likely, but if I'm betting here, I want that second one, 9-1. Apologies to the Warriors. But if you're giving me 9-1, basically just the Grizzlies flipping with the Warriors, I'll take that bet for sure. Very interesting. Shout out to BetMGM for putting that up. We'll talk more basketball. We'll update everything. It's VSiN's Primetime Action next.
Download the DraftKings Casino app now and use promo code VSiN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,500. DraftKings Casino has hundreds of ways to play. Choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, and so much more. It's also U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available to play in New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Must be 21 or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. For entertainment purposes only, no results guaranteed. Void where prohibited. See casino.draftkings.com for full details. Kelly, what's the update?
Yeah, we got NHL action. Two tie games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Bruins Capitals 2-2. We are 4 minutes into the second period now. Bruins minus 140 live. Capitals plus 110. 7.5 is your live total, shaded to the under. Over in the Predators Hurricanes game, we got 3 minutes left in the first period. That is all tied up at one. Hurricanes minus 200 live, though. Predators plus 165 and 5.5 is your live total there. Over Major League Baseball, Giants all over the Reds, 5-0, bottom of the seventh. The Mets and Braves still scoreless, top of the sixth. If you wanted to hop in live, Braves minus 150, Mets plus 120 and 3.5 is your live total, shaded to the under. Cubs up on the Nats, 4-3, bottom of the fourth. I'm going to guess Cubs might be close to adding on even more. They are minus 300 live, Nationals plus 240 and 11.5. Is that live total. White Sox up on the Twins, 4-1, bottom of the third. And the Rangers, now with a 2-1 lead over the Yankees, bottom of the second. Rangers have moved into a live favorite position, minus 130. Yankees even money.
Right. A two-spot off of Gerrit Cole in the bottom of the second. Solo home run by Garcia. Then
yes.
Dahl followed with a double and then was immediately singled in right after that. So a two spot for the Rangers there in the bottom of the second.
My yes was because one of us might have a prop on Adolis Garcia winning the home run title. Wasn't an anti-Yankees.
What you got, 101?
101. Adolis nice. One game behind the major league, one homer behind the major league lead now with 11-12, shared by, among others, Shohei and Ronald Acuna. Ryan Hyatt, question of the night, guys. What's the farthest you've driven to go see a sports event? Did your team win? And how many people went on the road trip with you?
Ooh, it had to be driving.
That was my thing, too,
yeah,
Danielle.
Because I've flown far.
I've flown far.
I drove to the College World Series when I was in college. From Baton Rouge.
To Omaha.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we drove to the College World Series. I've been to every SEC stadium, so I'm trying to think of anything's further from a drive, but probably not. But I mean, I've been to
Gainesville.
I went to Columbia, like all from Baton Rouge. So. Knoxville, all of those different places. But I think Omaha would probably be the longest.
I'm not a good long-distance driver, so it would be flying for me.
Yeah, I don't have many. I did do in college, went to Dallas for a Cowboys playoff game. Cowboys-Giants, whatever year that the Cowboys choked, as usual.
Oh, that year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whichever one of those times. I think it was 07. Yeah, so that was a lengthy drive, but not too bad from Tallahassee to Dallas. You get across there quickly.
I'm with you, Daniel, just flying.
I'm trying to think, because, yeah.
Flew to Stanley Cup Game 4 in D.C., mm-hmm. Capitals Knights. Mm-hmm. Flew right back for Game 5. I think there was a day in between, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if there was or not. And the other one was flew from Vegas, courtesy of my friend Johnny Detroit, flew from Vegas to Game 4 of the World Series in Detroit, Giants and Tigers. Giants win the World Series. Don't sleep in Detroit. Fly right back to Vegas. But no drive.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, back when I was cheering at UCLA, we drove to some of the games because they wouldn't pay for all of the cheerleaders to go. So the cheerleaders that could drive themselves there could go. So I know we drove to like Phoenix and we went to Arizona or ASU from LA, but that's not that far.
Yeah. Matt, you're the winner.
Probably, as far as driving.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I don't know what you win, but congratulations.
Now I feel like I got to drive somewhere.
Don't blow this Giants bullpen. 5-1 Giants now. Bottom of the seventh. Okay, Kelly, you had one last thing to add about that basketball exacta you wanted to throw in?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, if it was any of those ones we were looking at, those ones that did not include the Lakers, and I think it was 17-1, 19-1, I would not play that ever. Frankly, go play that no price on the Lakers to just not make the playoffs. Play that at 12-1.
Yeah.
It's a shorter number. You don't got to sweat out three other teams punching their ticket, right? So that's, I mean, if I was ever considering one of those, that's how I would play. Just go play a Lakers no.
All right, Danielle, you have a baseball prop that has to do with the New York Mets, among other teams.
Yeah, we're checking in on the NL East odds here to win the NL East, to win the NL, and to win the World Series, of course, in that order. So the Mets, even money to win the NL East, 5-1 to win the NL and to win the World Series, 9-1. The Braves, 2-1. The Phillies, +375. Nationals, 11-1. And Marlins, 50-1, that to win the division.
We are in the bottom of the sixth in that one between the Mets and the Braves right now. Mets mm-hmm. sitting at 18-16 on the season. Braves sitting at 19-21 on the season. Still scoreless. Max Fried for the Braves, gone all six. 4 hits, 2 walks, 8 Ks for him. Taijuan Walker only went 3 innings. He only gave up a hit. I don't know if there was. I did see something that maybe there was something wrong with him, that his velocity had gone way, way down in that third inning, because he only threw 33 pitches. So I don't know if he had some sort of injury. We'll certainly keep you posted on that. But still scoreless there, bottom of the sixth for that one.
So there's an entire 3 games that separate the Mets at the top of the NL East with the Nationals at the bottom of the NL East. 18-16 are the Mets. 16-20 at the bottom are the Nationals. Phillies, Braves, and Marlins in between. So those division numbers are, you know, basically, obviously there's 3 games difference, not 0 games difference, but essentially it's close to, you know, being 0-0 to begin the season. And the Marlins are 50-1 3 games out. 50-1. No one? Bueller?
Strasburg threw a rehab assignment over the weekend, so should be back for the Nationals soon-ish.
How are the Marlins both 50-1 to win the East and also 50-1 to win the NL?
That does, you will see that time to time.
What is that?
It feels a little off, but those are accurate, yeah.
That's terrible. Give me the NL East then on the Marlins on principle at 50-1, obviously. But, I mean, look, this is a, are the Nationals at 11-1 still the best division bet there on the board? Given who the Nationals have, given the fact that they're only 3 games back. I mean, let's put it this way. I certainly wouldn't bet the Mets, Braves, or Phillies at this point to win the East. Now, to win the NL, does any of that interest you? Or the World
Series? It was the only question I was going to have for the two of you guys, where it was like, that Marlins 50-1 stuck out. I'm like, are they really that much worse than everybody else in this division?
I think no, they're not, is my opinion. So to me, if you're betting the division, it's either the Nats or the Marlins. The other 3, forget about it. Just don't make that bet. But the Marlins at 50-1 to win the division just seems like, you talked about the principal bet on the Lakers at 12-1. That seems kind of principled as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically you're betting on, if you look at the Braves, it's like, are you're betting on them coming back to where we thought they were going to be before the season started, or if you think that this is just who this team is. Now, you know, we talk about you know, it's early in the season and small sample size, but you know, we're moving into sample.
We're about to be a quarter of the way through.
Like we're moving into sample. It will still be small-ish, but we're moving into where we at least have a sample. A lot of these pitchers are now making their eighth start on the year. You know, a lot of these hitters are coming through, you know, with, as long as they've been playing every day, you know, I mean, coming on, you know, 130, 140, 150 at bats, you know, on the season so far. So we're getting a sample for these guys. In the Braves, really, whenever you just look up and down that lineup, outside of Acuna, really everybody has just been struggling. I mean, Freddie Freeman's hitting 219, Ozuna's hitting 214, Albies is hitting 240, Dansby Swanson's hitting 208. You know, I mean, it's all these dudes that played really well and people expected to play really well this season have not. Now, is this who they are? Don't know. You would think that there'd be a little bit of positive regression. If that were the case, then maybe getting them at a little bit of plus money in this division would be good, because again, I mean, you're talking about the team that was favored coming in, and they have not one, not two, not three, like four major pieces of this team that have been underperforming so far through, you know, a quarter of the season.
Yeah, and it occurs to me, if Mets fans are listening to this, is like, what? No love for the Mets? That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is there's no good bet on the Mets.
Right.
Different story. Do you believe, let's just do a sports talk radio on the Mets for a second. Do you believe in the Mets?
I mean, they're going to get some people back as well here pretty soon. I mean, that's the other – well, I mean, the problem is they sent two more guys to the IL today. Injuries have been really a bad thing for the Mets so far. And, I mean, if they get healthy, I think that they are right there with the Braves talent-wise in this division. I mean, but you are talking about major bats out of the lineup. You are talking about there is at least – somewhat of a cloud around DeGrom right now,
but you're
going to need all of those people, and you're going to need Francisco Lindor to not hit 185, which, by the way, he's hitting 185 right now.
That is the biggest headline, really, besides the DeGrom stuff. Here's my take on this, and I have no way of proving this until it happens, but I think if we fast forwarded 2 months from now, and we did it, and Danielle brought us another NL East prop like this, I think while it won't be separated by three games from top to bottom of the NL East, but I'm guessing it won't be that much further. And maybe there's one outlier. Maybe the Marlins fall off. But I think the Mets, Braves, Phillies, and Nationals will be in a scrum the entire way. I don't see this changing that much.
Because you're looking, I mean, and you are getting the Mets. The Mets probably are going to get you a little bit better number if you wait just a little bit, because they might slide a tad just, again, with all these injuries. They send McNeil and Conforto to the IL today to join Nimmo, who's already there, J.D. Davis, who is already there as well. And then, of course, we have DeGrom, who's dealing with a little bit of stuff as well. So, I mean, you know, maybe wait and get a little bit of plus money on the Mets here in a week or two.
Yeah, not the worst strategy.
If you want to go with the Mets anyway.
Texas 3, Yankees 1. And all that Jordan Lyles talk we were talking about, and plus 280-ish or whatever it was in the end. Looking good so far. Early, though, bottom of the second, Gerrit Cole on the hill, of course, for the New York Yankees. We'll come back. More basketball talk. Jonathan Von Tobel from the Vegas Stats and Information Network, senior analyst there. We'll talk all things NBA postseason, play-ins, playoffs, all of it next on VSiN's Primetime Action right here on MSG+.